become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller. I thought it was for the week. It's for 2 weeks. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading. And just in case you don't know, Republic Trading, division of Republic Broadcasting, where you deal directly with the largest wholesaler in the United States, which not only guarantees you the lowest price of any dealer or network in the country, but obviously also the fastest delivery. After cleared funds, within 24 hours, you will receive a tracking number, so you know exactly when you're going to receive your order. Republic Trading Group's number is 800-691-7898. And you can access a lot of the prices and financial stories on my website, eaglesup.com, or you can simply go to rbnlive.com and just click on the banner that says Republic Trading. Call-in number for the show is 800-313-9443. And we got Joan. Joan, you still there?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Your point.
All right, thank you. The last point I wanted to make was regarding Revelation 13, because as you have been mentioning about the decline of the dollar, the goal of this New World Order is to cause everyone to have to ultimately buy in. The value of money will be non-existent.
Oh, certainly.
And
we'll all have a chip. You see, and it's already being sold to the people have accepted digital.
Yes, I know it's about the chip, but there's actually another goal that people aren't realizing, and it says in Revelation 13, verse 15, and he had power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause, that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And verse 18, says, let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Yep.
So what people don't realize is that the six-pointed star, even though it's very widely known about it being a cultic star, that is the actual star of the devil that is mentioned here. The mark of the beast will be the six-pointed star. And it's called, people call it the Star of David, but David never used that star, never. And if you look in the scriptures in 1 Kings 11 and 2 Kings 23, you'll see that Solomon's the one who did use that star, because to his concubines, he began when he was an older man, that he, through his concubines, joined them in their worshiping of false gods instead of the Creator, even though the Creator blessed him so greatly. And so when he betrayed the Creator and joined these women, who turned him away from the Creator, that he began to use the star. At that time, I was very shocked when I discovered that. But
well,
six-pointed star is the mark of the beast that is going to be used to be put on people's right hand or foreheads. And people need to really take that seriously, because it's very real. And if you also look in Amos 5, verse 26 and 27, it mentions about the star of the false gods named Moloch and another god.
So, well, people have already accepted the mark of the beast. I mean, this is done through, there's a digital angel that's out there, and the latest boogeyman that's out there is theft identity, which, as you most probably know, national ID cards are coming to a city and town near you real soon, which is all done under the guise of making you safer. Joan, thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
When we return, take a couple more of your calls and maybe get into what the real meaning of freedom is. Should be interesting. We'll be back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartivite? Cartivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartivite. Call toll-free, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartivite.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Once again, it's my pleasure being on this program, being carried live on WWCR, and I extend warm greetings to Adam and George. They must probably be sitting there looking at each other right now as we speak. you know, George Orwell wrote about the meaningless words that are endlessly repeated in the political arena. You know the words we're talking about, freedom, democracy, justice. Orwell explained that these words have been abused for so long, their original meanings have been eviscerated. And that was so true yesterday, watching the Super Bowl, as they had a montage of people mouthing the words of the preamble to the Constitution, which I found rather amusing, that especially when they came to the term all men are created equal, because the image that was portrayed is it's a race issue, which those of you as students of history know it wasn't. All men are created equal referred to the titles of nobility, but let's not get confused with that. We have Will on the line. Hey, Will.
Hello, Robbie.
How you doing, sir?
It's sure good to talk to you. I'll tell you what, I always feel honored to call into John's show. He has over the last year or so, or better, established this program as actually the National Intel Report. He has a great deal of credibility.
Absolutely.
And I've listened to you for a while, and I think you're a wonderful guy to stand in for him while he's out of pocket.
Doing business stuff.
Indeed. I was listening earlier with Joan, and hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we seem to always concentrate our talking on internationalism, on globalism, internationalism, and globalism, and back and forth, and the various aspects and things and directions that subject might take it. But there is an antithesis to that. There is internationalism and there is nationalism. And I'm an American nationalist.
Sure. Nothing wrong in that.
No, I don't think so at all. I think that all nations who find themselves, or all peoples who find themselves needing protection and succor and sustenance, form themselves into nations.
Sure.
Look, into tribes, into families, into communities.
Yeah, look, they accused Washington of being a nationalist. I mean, you'll get that same argument today when, in his farewell address, he said, you know, beware of foreign alliances. And most people assumed that it's basically shutting out America from the rest of the world, which was not what he was warning Americans about. He was warning them about, because the American experience with freedom is unique to America. It's amazing that nobody else in the rest of the world has ever tried to emulate the Founding Fathers' vision in their countries, although the current administration wants to export it, which basically means you're going to lose yours. You do know that.
Well,
And Clinton never understood the theory behind how some people can love their country but hate their government.
Oh, indeed. But when I say the term nationalism, you know, I don't infer the term isolationism or prejudice or segregation or any of those other terms that are bandied about on the in the media and in politics, and
sure.
Certainly out of Washington.
Yeah.
It's necessary to the advancement of people, of all people. Mahatma Gandhi said that all people have the right to struggle for a homeland. And it seems that we in America, those people that they used to call Americans, all of a sudden we have no right to struggle for a homeland anymore. And that's so frustrating and so sad. You know, one wants to become angry, one wants to despair, and then one wants to cry.
What?
So sad what's happened to America. So sad.
Well, it's many policies that have been accepted as a given, such as multiculturalism, and all the myriad of other isms that are out there, in order to, by some misguided idea of showing how inclusive you are or how tolerant you are of other people. But look what tolerance has got Americans. You are slowly losing your identity. You are losing your culture. You can't even celebrate your culture. I mean,
oh, no.
Right now we're celebrating Black History Month.
Indeed.
Next month it will be Gay and Lesbian Month.
Indeed.
The following month will be Hispanic Month. In other words, we warmly embrace the ability of foreigners to celebrate their own language and cultures. But yet, if you bring up celebrating America language and culture, you are immediately put in a little box and called nasty names.
Indeed, Robbie. You know, I look at the World Atlas occasionally, and since 1960, forgive me, there's only been one genocide that's ever taken place in the history of the world, in the history of all written history. A genocide means the death of a genus, of a specific family of the human genome. And since 1960, the population of the Caucasians went flat. And since 1960, we've lost vast land areas that perhaps one might perceive that we controlled. And our population, in numbers and as percentage-wise, has been shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, and the shrinkage expanding exponentially. And not only that, well, because the exponential factor being that the other populations of the other various tribes of our planet are growing exponentially, well, these things, you know, it's scary for Caucasians to think about, and I think they don't really think about them much. But the facts and the politics that come in train with that type of activity are beginning to expose themselves and becoming apparent to a larger number of people.
Well, it's the unintended consequences of the adoption of the philosophy of political correctness. You see, political correctness is the greatest scourge ever visited on man, and political correctness is in my opinion is the cause of the demise of look, the Dutch in Southern Africa. You want to talk about a race, a culture of people that ultimately had to acquiesce to the philosophy of political correctness at the cost of the demise of their own people, their own heritage. it's one of the sad consequences that I have witnessed, obviously unfolding in Southern Africa as well. You know, because they have simply just lost any contact that they had with their forefathers and their heritage and their culture. And it was all based on, you know, obviously the apartheid era and being shamed into silence. And subsequently they got shamed into silence to the point where they're non-existent. I mean, they're still there, but they have no connection to their roots any longer.
Well, it's the same concept that my family here in Texas were Voor Trekkers. You might understand the term.
Sure.
We founded what is modern Texas, and it's so sad to see that, as I referred back to Mahatma Gandhi, that all of a sudden, for some reason, we have no right to struggle for a homeland. He didn't say we had the right to a homeland. There are people who claim they have a right to a homeland. The statement that Mahatma Gandhi said was that all people have the right to struggle for a homeland. And now we seem to find that our own government in Washington doesn't want us any longer to struggle for a homeland.
No.
This is a sad and frightening thing.
Well, yeah,
and
well,
I'm sorry I'm proud and honored to be able to speak on the Public Broadcasting Network and thank God for John Statmiller and for gentlemen like yourself.
Well, that's very kind of you.
To allow that freedom might be spoken and uttered upon the airwaves, because in America today, the broadcasting and the radios and televisions and things are so tightly controlled that it's suffocating.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you, and I'll go ahead and hang up.
Thank you, sir.
You know, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. Tolstoy once said that the greater the state, the more wrong and cruel its patriotism, and the greater is the sum of suffering upon which its power is founded. We'll return, pick up Richard from, not sure where Richard's from, but we'll get Richard when we return.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Usually I let the bump music continue on and on and on. But we got a number of callers online. Don't want to keep you guys hanging. Call-in number, by the way, 1-800-313-9443. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller this week and next week. I'm going to have a list of guests this week. That's pretty impressive. TV Kid, always a pleasure to have her on. Alana Mercer on Wednesday. And a former South African talk show host by the name of Jamie Allen will be making an appearance on Friday. We'll talk to her about, oh, all kinds of things, life in America, life in the former South Africa, oh, just other little tidbits of information. We got Richard from Alabama. Hey, Richard.
Yeah. Hi. Old people remember a lot of things that aren't in the history books and are just plain politically wrong. When I was a young man in the late 50s, I was watching TV, and they were having one of those Holocaust documentaries. And I saw this pile of naked, starved, bony bodies, all obviously dead of starvation. All males, all naked, except one in the back that they forgot to undress, and he was still wearing his Wehrmacht uniform. And I just, that thing just sort of hit me square between the eyes, and I thought, gee, I didn't see this. This is wrong. But I thought to myself, well, no, they just got the pictures mixed up. They didn't really mean to put this picture in the documentary, but it's only anecdotal evidence. And I thought to myself, well, they're not intending to deceive. They just made a mistake and got the wrong picture in the program. Kept thinking about that thing, and then I remember all sorts of things. Like recently I was at a flea market, and there was this antique rifle. And carved on the, well, printed on the breech was Danzig, 1881, and a lot of German writing. That just reminded me that Danzig was German before Hawaii was American. And Poland was 40% German, and that's why it was so easy for Hitler to overrun Poland. And the Germans invaded Poland riding bicycles and their artillery being drawn by mules. And they actually had a decrepit old World War I type military, but they were having amazing success because their enemy was 40% them. And Poland was, you know, only 60% Polish.
Sure.
And what the Poles did is just throw their weapons down and give up.
Well, Hitler's main aim in Poland was to get at its gold reserves because Germany was running out of resources in order to build the war machine.
Well, you mean there was a lot of gold in Poland?
Oh, yes.
Impoverished place.
Yeah, well, everywhere Hitler went, coincidentally, there was large vaults full of gold.
Well, what Hitler needed more than anything was petroleum.
Well, sure, but he also needed hard currency because of obviously the war effort and the Wehrmacht was quickly reverting to its mean value. And so he was motivated in large part by funding the war machine. Through the acquisition of gold that was held in various... I mean, the country itself could have been poor, but its vaults were pretty much stocked with gold bars.
Banks?
Sure.
You mean the Polish National Bank or what?
Oh, absolutely. I remember doing the gold story and Hitler many years ago. I mean, even today, I still get... The amazing thing is I still get calls from people saying that they know someone who knows someone who has control of tons of gold that was captured in the Philippines during World War II, which was the Russian gold, which was the German gold that they plundered out of Europe. And what they did is they recast all this gold into gold bars and they put a cobalt in the gold bars so that they could detect where the gold bars were with the Geiger counter. And the offer usually went this way: I've got someone who has tons of gold sitting in a vault somewhere in the Philippines who wants to sell it to you really cheap, but the first thing you got to do is refine the gold and take the cobalt out of it because it was Hitler's gold that was seized by the Philippines in World War II. It's almost a fabled story as the Dutchman's gold here in Arizona is. There's a mountain just outside of Scottsdale where people still go and search for the lost Dutchman's gold. And Hitler's gold story is a true story. So in large part he was motivated by finance. And subsequently, the first place he hit was the gold reserves, which makes a lot of sense because we all do things for money.
Well, I just wanted to make a point that our history books are substantially false.
Oh, sure. History is written by the winners.
Journalism has been corrupt for centuries. Journalism has been terribly corrupt and manipulated by the government, and we can't trust even our history books anymore.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Richard. Appreciate the call, my friend. We'll return.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back to the Intel Report on the Monday. In case you just tuned in, Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller this week, and I was informed that next week as well. Obviously, the host suffering from a little adult deficit disorder. Well, it's one of those things that happens when one gets old and crusty, besides becoming grumpy. We got Jim in Massachusetts. Is it Massachusetts?
Yep, that's correct.
It's amazing. I can't even read my own writing. How are you doing, Jim?
Oh, not bad. I'm a first-time caller.
God bless you for that, sir.
I'd just like to make a couple of comments. A couple of years ago... I don't know if you remember this. I think there was a documentary that came out, something about a place in Switzerland. It's a lake called Lake Toplet.
Yeah.
And apparently they had sent down divers to find Hitler's gold.
Right.
But what they had found was that the Germans, apparently these divers stumbled upon some banknotes that the Germans were counterfeiting.
Five pound British notes,
and they were going to use it to wreck the British Empire.
Oh, absolutely! Look, it's a tactic that has been used. Lincoln used it during the Civil War.
Oh yeah, during the Civil War.
Hence the term "ain't worth a continental."
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, there's no question. I mean, it's always funny when one talks about, you know, our Federal Reserve notes, because the $100 bill is the most counterfeited note.
Oh, absolutely.
In the history of the world. As a matter of fact, the Secret Service has a name for the $100 bills that have been floating around for a long time. They call them the super dollar.
Yeah.
Because not even the Secret Service can tell the difference between...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they had a Nova series, which I have on videotape, which goes into what they're trying to do is they're putting these threads, these very microfine threads, with this, and it's supposedly for these facsimile machines or printers, these new... copying machines that they got. I mean, these things are so incredible that they can actually print. You can get the paper printed out, and it would look exactly the same, except the only difference, it's on regular paper, and it's not on the type of paper that's made by the company. I think it's here in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
Crane Company.
Crane Company.
Yeah,
and they make. The dollar bill is actually the same material that they used to make blue jeans.
Yes, that's right. It's on. It's from material from. Yeah, you're right. From dungarees.
Yep. Oh, look. It's throughout history, governments have been overthrown because of the debasement of their currency based on fraud. I mean, it's.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the reason why when you pull out a $100 bill, no matter where you are. Today, checkers have got, they've got new things in cash registers that enables them to scan it through ultraviolet light.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you go to a casino, they have one of those pens that they run
over.
Yeah,
they can actually just scan it.
Sure. But you see, one of the things, and it goes back to Iran, when the Shah of Iran was there.
Yep.
And this is a little story nobody knows about.
Mm-hmm.
When the Shah was installed, obviously they needed a currency.
Right.
And so the U.S. shipped over a series of state-of-the-art printing presses.
Yep.
To help the Shah.
Oh, yeah, to help prop up his corrupt regime.
Absolutely. And then a few years later, surprise, 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 in a small story not widely broadcast, the Federal Reserve actually admitted that a number of $100 plates had mysteriously gone missing.
Yeah, just disappeared right out of in thin blue air. There's another thing that I want to comment about, and that's how we're getting involved in this phony war in Iraq, and it goes back to where back in I think it was in 1921, where Prescott Bush went over and set up this oil deal in Saudi Arabia at the Baku oil fields.
Yep.
And that's you see, if you trace back the Bush family, you see that how they're in bed with the Saudis.
Oh, certainly. I mean, it's well documented.
And that's why we're being dragged into. And here's the kicker: that if Israel starts shooting off these missiles towards Iran, that Russia is going to jump into the conflict, because you look at how much Russia has supported Iran, both militarily and financially, and all of that. China also has got its fingers in it too, and once those missiles start going off from Israel, then you got a full scale nuclear conflict.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that is a situation we hope that doesn't arise.
Yeah, and who's pulling the strings are not the backers of the IMF and the International Banking Cartel.
Yeah, well, you know, once again, it's a reason we're moving towards the ultimate
ultimate tyranny.
Oh, well,
I believe as Christians, such as myself, are going to keep on not only fasting but praying.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand the power of prayer, but...
Yeah, but we not only that, we've got to build an army.
Well, yeah, well, we got to inform.
Exactly.
You know, because if we don't inform, they don't learn. What they don't learn, they cannot defend.
That's
so,
why I'm doing it through getting out the video to any of my neighbors and friends making copies of 9/11 in plain sight.
Well, be careful out there because you could be called a terrorist.
Hey, I've been called
worse.
Other things than that.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call.
Yep, bye-bye.
You see, you start defending this thing called freedom and liberty the way politics is today. Look, it's no question you could be deemed a terrorist by some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C., which is why I find it so hysterical. John, thanks for holding on there in Minnesota.
Yeah, greetings from the North Country, you know. Anyhow, you mentioned left-wing, right-wing. Any totalitarian state is a left-wing organization. And if you go back through the Bible, you'll find how God continuously pointed to the right. That's why they try to obfuscate left-wing and right-wing.
Well, it's a simple theory of divide and conquer, primarily. But
it's necessary for them to do that, though.
Certainly.
See, people do not understand that hierarchy of evil. The area that they come out of there is so evil that even the prostitutes won't work the area. They're repulsed by it. And I suspect that our good old Jack the Ripper was likely one of the, quote, nobility out of that district. But anyhow, you have an absolutely evil group who has inbred to the point where it becomes necessary that they dumb down the rest of the public to get them at least at a level where they can deal with them.
Well, certainly, and let me segue into obviously the glaring example of this is how the majority of people in America today have come to the conclusion that democracy means the same thing as freedom.
And it has nothing to do with a republic.
Oh, absolutely.
But they don't know that.
But when you've got the President of the United States that constantly refers to the American form of government as a democracy, and now America's mission is to spread this democracy worldwide,
right.
is a glaring
enslaving people.
Sure, then it's a glaring example of people's inability to understand what the term democracy actually means. Because democracy is not freedom. It's
slavery.
Well, sure, because the Founding Fathers clearly understood this, as evidenced not only by America's Republican constitutional system, but also their writings in the Federalist Papers and elsewhere. I mean, Madison cautioned about a democratic government. He said there's nothing to check the inducements to sacrifice the weaker party or the obnoxious individual. And John Adams said it best. He says, democracies merely grant irrevocable rights to citizens depending on the whims of the masses. And it is as far away from the original intent of a republic, but now that word's been superimposed. And you ask anybody in the street, what form of government does America have? I guarantee you, 10 out of 10 will say democracy.
Yeah. No, and that's 98 out of 100.
Well, you know, I wish I was that optimistic.
Yes. But you understand, though, Robbie, it is absolutely necessary for these people to operate in this way. It's no different than a blood-sucking leech in a lake.
Well,
its nature.
Yeah, well, that's why they call it politics.
To fasten itself onto something that's alive and suck the blood out of it.
Sure.
And these people are no more than that. And they say, well, look how clever they are. No, they're not clever. If they didn't have the devil with his fingers up their nostrils and dragging them around all over the place, the poor dumb things would fall on their face. You watch them off camera when you see these great leaders of the world off camera, and they're barely able to walk.
Yeah.
They have inbred to the point they're just about brainless. And as you watch the generations, their various generations, as you follow them down through,
they had to bring in a new bloodline, another bloodline into that group. And when she was done, she had furnished them what they needed, a little fresh blood and a little more brains in the family. Then she was exterminated. And she told everybody that they were going to exterminate her. But that's their nature.
Yep.
And people have to understand that is their nature to do that. Don't be amazed that they would do it. It's their nature.
Well, the question I have for you then, how do we solve this problem? I could
educate
ask that.
People.
Yes.
Do what they have undone. They have undone our education. It's our job to educate the people. Get them out there to think. Because a thinking people are very difficult to hold down and conquer. You can't really do it. You can't subjugate a thinking people. It doesn't work.
But the government elitists look at thinking people as the greatest danger.
Yes, of course they do.
Because they're
incapable of good, cogent thought.
Sure. You ever hear the story about the sheep in New Zealand?
There was a
reporter asking a couple of sheep farmers in New Zealand about the level of intelligence of sheep, and the one farmer replied, he goes, "Oh yeah, there's smart sheep out there. They can figure out how to unlatch the gate in the paddocks that they're in, and it causes all kinds of chaos because you know, the other sheep pick up on how to open the latch and the gate." So the guy says, "Well, what do you do with these smart sheep?" And the farmer looked at him and he says, "We shoot them."
Yeah, send them to market. Exactly. And that's exactly what they're doing. It's no different.
Yeah, so sometimes I get a little worried, you know.
Oh, yeah. They do have to go after the leadership. That's why you warehouse the old people.
Yep.
You warehouse them and get them away from the children, lest what they know gets transmitted to the children. You can't have that. Therefore, you warehouse them. Get them away from the people. Keep the family so busy paying taxes that they don't have time to spread their knowledge back to their children. Interesting thing to watch, but not very funny.
Oh, there's no question. And and I appreciate those sentiments, because that is, by and large, what I think Republic Broadcasting Network is all about. It is to obviously educate people. And hopefully
transmit to the people those things that we have spent a generation, two, three generations in my case, to learn and try to transmit it back so that they understand it. The only thing is that if what you say is right, it's going to hold up over a period of time. The numbers keep adding up. The people keep adding these numbers in their head and they go, "That makes sense."
Yep.
When it starts making sense, the people at the top are in serious trouble. Catch you later. Keep up the good work.
Oh, look, the powers that be in Washington understand this very well. This is the reason why there's and I covered it this morning on the morning show, why there's this new super secret agency within the Pentagon that is being tasked with fighting terrorism domestically. And it's a complete violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, but we know this because the Posse Comitatus Act was pretty much eviscerated after Waco. But now you've got these government agencies that are set up to investigate what it terms as domestic terrorism. And the consequences of something like that is very destructive, just simply because it will ultimately, it's ultimate, if it runs its course, it's ultimately what it's going to do is shut down any political discourse in any way, shape, or form that doesn't adhere to the official dictates of official government policy. And that is, I think, one of the most destructive things that I've witnessed up close and personal in my life, and that people who need to speak out just feel so threatened that They just decide to take the blue pill and just become another one of the sheep out there without drawing attention to themselves. And now I'll pull up the story. I'm not sure. It's taken from a book called The Code of the Military, where the author investigates various programs initiated by the military under the guise of protecting freedoms and liberties. But I guess the thing is that our main task is to once again redefine, for people who don't know, that America's system of government was a republic. It's not a democracy. And when we get back, we'll put the left and right things into some sort of, well, hopefully understandable thing in less than 4 minutes. Is it possible? Well, you'll have to wait and find out. We'll be back.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat. For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
To the final segment of the Intel Report, Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller this week and next week. Surprised how fast 2 hours has gone. Well, let's see if we can define the left and the right. The political left equates freedom with liberation from material wants, always via a large and benevolent government that exists to create equality on earth. And today's modern liberals, men are free only when laws of economics and scarcity are suspended, the landlord is rebuffed, the doctor presents no bills, and groceries were given away free. For our friends on the right, well, the political right has a whole definition of freedom, with national greatness brought about through military strength. Like the left, modern right favor an all-powerful central state for militarism, corporatism, and faith-based wealthism. What we need to do is eradicate all the isms from our language. But there we are. Did it in a short space of time. We even have enough time to take a return call from Joan. Hey, Joan.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call again.
My pleasure.
I just had a comment. You asked how, what is the way to solve this problem?
try and do it in 30 seconds or less.
Well, people don't realize it's just a spiritual battle that between the Creator and his people and the devil and his people. If we obey the Creator and worship him in spirit and truth and do not go along with the New World Order and do not get the devil's mark, name, or number, we will be here to inherit the earth because the Creator does not lie, never has, never will. He's real, and he will deliver his people if and when we obey him, and we better start praying real hard right now so that he will be with us and deliver us to from all evil that is being executed in the earth. And we need to unite because we need each other's support, and we need to start trusting in love because freedom doesn't come through control. It only comes through love, and love comes from the Creator.
And freedom is not free.
No. It comes with a price, and that's obedience to the Creator.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So those little voices I hear in my head from time to time that tell me to do things that I know are wrong.
Right. Those are temptations. So we have to listen to the word of the Creator who also enters our minds. It's just that the devil tries to distract us so we won't listen. But if we start listening to the Creator through prayer, we will be strengthened to pay attention to the Creator instead of the devil's temptations. And that's what people need to start doing. Listen to the Creator and forget about what the devil wants us to believe and forget what the devil wants us to do to go his way, which is hell. The devil wants us to go to hell with him, but we will not. If we obey the Creator, then we will overcome all that's going on right now. And people are feeling helplessness, but they don't have to feel helpless. All they have to do is turn to the Creator, and the Creator will strengthen them.
Well, that's because...
And we will have victory.
Oh, sure, because the rights that he granted us, no man can set aside.
And that's why the Creator is warning us in Revelation 14 that if anyone does get the mark, name, or number of the devil, they will go to hell with the devil. So he's telling us to resist and overcome. And if you read Revelation chapter 3, read Matthew chapter 5, then it teaches us the things that the Creator wants us to do. And it is all for love's sake. And people, the devil's trying to get everyone to think that, oh, we don't need love. Love is just fake. It's, you know, being a fool. If you're for love, you're a fool. But it's not being a fool. The devil's a liar. So people have to start trusting in love and do not give up.
Absolutely. Give up, surrender, never.
No. And speak out and unite and start helping each other who want to fight and resist and overcome through love and through truth.
Thanks, Joan.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, had a great first day sitting in for John Stadtmiller, and guess what? We'll do it all again tomorrow. Till then, see you back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.